Welcome to episode 609 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Anna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy, Lindsay, and Donna. We are also excited to welcome back Meg, who is fresh off at, who is fresh off a recent trip to the Dominican Republic for a Hyatt Inclusive Collection showcase. She's sharing what it was really like to experience the resorts firsthand, from in-depth training sessions to behind-the-scenes site inspections, and of course, a little fun along the way. We'll dive into what makes these properties stand out, who they're best suited for, and the insights that help us better match clients to the right all-inclusive experience. If you've been curious about Hyatt's inclusive brands or want a travel advisor's honest take, this one you won't want to miss. So let's get started.
Hi,
Meg. Hi. So I know we've mentioned this before in previous episodes, but this is what we call a fam trip, and it's a familiarization trip that we as travel advisors get to do. They're very busy, a lot of walking site tours, doing all the things so we can learn about these destinations and brands and all the things. So that is what Meg did.
So, good description. I like to call it an immersion trip, right? Because you're like really just getting into the whole destination.
That's what this was. This was an immersion trip. I like that. So let's get started. This is a hefty list of resorts, so I'm really excited to hear about all of these. So did you stay at one resort, or did you kind of hop around like that you stayed in?
Yeah, we stayed basically at one resort, which was Secrets Royal Beach. We did have one extra night at a different resort, but I literally maybe had like 2 hours in my room at that resort. So, you know, I don't think I got a good, you know, feel for actually staying there. But for four nights, we were at Royal Beach. So really got a chance to get the lay of the land at that resort.
Yeah. Did you like that resort?
I did like it a lot. It was not too big, which was nice because some of the Secrets and Dreams are pretty large. And if someone's going to get lost, that's me. So this one, I did not get lost in. So it was nice. We had preferred club rooms, so we did get to experience checking in at the preferred club, and really, for not a major, you know, price difference, the different treatment that you get and the amenities that you get. So it's really nice to be able to actually experience that, because basically you walk in and they take over and grab your luggage and take you to the lobby, the lounge area, and sit you down, bring you a drink, and you just kind of wait until they come to you to, you know, sign your forms and get your room key. So I totally recommend that upgrade. Rooms were beautiful, and the rooms were really large there. And even if you weren't in a preferred club, just because I was in just a junior suite preferred club. So even if you're not preferred club, you still get that really large room. So I was very impressed by the rooms there and the size of the bathrooms.
How far was this one from the airport?
This one wasn't too far. I would say it was about 20 minutes at the most from the airport. So,
That's not bad. Nice.
We got to, do a whole site inspection there. And we got to have some really nice dinners there at most of the restaurants. We got to get in the pool there for like an hour one day, which was amazing. So
that's awesome.
We went to one of the preferred club pools and, got to do that. But overall, I mean, I definitely walked around and checked out all the other spaces. And at that time of year, it did not seem too crowded. So that I was pleasantly surprised that it was not crowded, that there were still seats available around the pools. Yep.
Now you just went, what were the dates you were, was it in June that you were there?
Yeah. Okay. Like the first week of June.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, so overall the weather. Yeah. Were you going to ask about the weather?
I was going to ask about the beach, but go ahead and talk about the weather first.
Yeah, I want to know about the beach too.
Really nice. And it was super nice to be there because at home here in Raleigh, it was like 99 degrees. So it was basically 82, 83 degrees there. No rain.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was like the perfect, maybe we were just lucky, but it was very nice. Weather was very nice.
What was the ocean like?
Mm-hmm. That beach there does get some seaweed on and off. So it's not a seaweed free beach. There was sort of a system. I think they were saying there was like a weather system way far off that was creating a little bit of like waves, but waves that I consider normal, right? Not even like when you go to the beach here in North Carolina, the waves can get pretty big. These were fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can, little kids can get in and play in the waves, but they do get some waves there. Not like big Cancun waves where you have to put the red flag up.
Right.
But it's not calm, basically.
Yeah, I was there in November and stayed at a Secrets property. And it was a little rougher than what I would want to get in and swim. So we didn't get in the ocean. We just hung out by the pool. But yeah, I did notice that. And they did say we did get a little rain while we were there. So they did say that there was like some stuff out that was causing, a little bit rougher seas.
I think it can vary. It's not always calm. It's not always lots of waves, but
right.
But as we get into this further, there are some beaches that do have calm year round. So I'll make sure to point those out.
Yes, absolutely.
Is it because it's like on the Atlantic Ocean side of the island or? Yeah.
That's why. Okay. Yep.
Got it. Okay. And is there a Dreams attached to this one?
There is a Dreams. So they are side by side. I didn't get a chance to actually walk into the Dreams, but, at this setup, the Secrets guests are allowed to go over and use the Dreams facilities and restaurants. So cool. You kind of have extra choices.
And then go back to your child-free side.
Yep. And then go back to your kid-free pool and room.
Absolutely. All right, so let's talk about some of the other properties because there's a lot of them here. So
I don't know if I should go in order of like how we saw them or just in order of the ones that I really liked the most. I feel like so we don't run out of time. I'm going to start with the ones that I was
start with the ones you like the most.
That's what I'm
gonna do. Yeah, solid. Okay, I want to hear about
this. The most or the most surprised by. So, and really the first one we saw, still in order, was the Hyatt Vivid. So I don't know if anybody's like familiar with that brand, but it is all inclusive. It is adults only, but it is sort of Hyatt Inclusive's casual brand. And they do, sort of market more towards like the millennial age. And I was blown away by this resort. It used to be a Dreams, but they basically took it down to the studs. So it feels like brand new construction. And what I loved about it was because it was already there in a Dreams, all of the landscaping is beautiful and lush. Cause it's, like when you go to a new resort, there's like little baby trees everywhere. So this one was beautiful. Very centralized. All of the restaurants are like on three floors. So you don't have to like wander over here and wander over there trying to find a place to eat. I just was really impressed by this resort. It's like that casual, feels luxurious, but it's casual. The guys can wear shorts to dinner. They don't have to wear long pants.
Wow.
Really bonus for those like the guys that don't want to be all sweaty in their pants. You can put on nice
or that forget to even pack pants.
I can't think of many men that actually want to wear pants to dinner when they're in the Caribbean and it's
exactly
hot.
Exactly.
And
I know exactly. They have, instead of a buffet here, they have a food hall. So if you don't like buffets, this is for you because it's different food stations that you go to and they prepare the food right away. There's no one reaching over to get their food. You stand there, you wait for them to serve you the food. So super plus for that one.
I like that.
It was just really easy to get to the beach. They do have like a preferred club. They call it the Vantage Club. But they're spread all throughout the resort. So depending on, you know, what room category you have, it doesn't limit you. You might still be able to book into the Advantage Club. But yeah, I was really impressed with it because it's casual, but it still feels luxurious, but it's laid back, and the landscaping and the decorating was beautiful. So,
and was the beach?
I would totally recommend
the beach. Nice there.
The beach was nice. Again, they're going to get seaweed there. It's throughout the year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. But I didn't even feel like you needed to go to the beach because the pools, the minute you walked out of the lobby, the pool is just this like long winding pool with bridges and little coves. And so it's just, it was really beautiful. You could find places to sort of hide away in the little beach, in the little pool areas. So I liked it a lot. I would highly recommend it. And I was surprised by it. So I'm listing that one first.
Do you have any, just to go back to that one, I know you were just there like checking it out and weren't staying there, but did you get any sense of what, if there's like more nightlife or any kind of like party atmosphere or anything like that?
I think first off, since it tends to be a younger crowd, yes, nightlife lasts a little longer at this Hyatt Vivid. They actually have a speakeasy on this property that was really cool. Mm-hmm. And that one stays open until like 1 or 2 a.m. So it doesn't, a lot of places, I mean, they close up at 10 and that's it. You go to bed. So they had a really cool speakeasy. And, it's the whole thing where you have to figure out the password to get in during the day. I think if you're looking for a little more nightlife, they have more of it going on at this brand. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. All right. What's number two on your list?
Number two was the Hyatt Ziva and Zilara. So that's, the adults only is the Zilara, and Ziva is the kids. Mm-hmm. I've sent many clients here, was not disappointed. It was amazing from the minute we walked in. I mean, the customer service, the staff is just on point. And I know when we come in as agents, you think, oh, you're getting the special attention, but I stood and I watched them greet, regular guests coming in, people checking in. And it was just, I was totally amazed by this resort. It was beautiful. The huge lobby that opens up. And this is really the resort. If you're a foodie and you're worried about the Dominican Republic, because a lot of people can say, food isn't as great in the Dominican Republic as other places. This is where you need to go because I can't even explain their restaurants. Each one that you walked into was like themed so beautifully, but not in a cheesy way, if that makes sense. They have this French Tahitian restaurant that was just, you walk in and it's dark and they have like these huge like chandelier things hanging. And it was just, it was just super, super impressive. They have,
it's a phenomenal restaurant. I've been there.
You've been there. Yeah. I wish we could have eaten at every single one. And at both of these resorts, they have a chef that only does dietary restrictions. So that is all he works with.
Oh, wow.
Doing the menu for dietary restrictions. Because this time I actually traveled with a dietary restriction this time for the first time. And so I was, asking about that and how guests can handle that when they come in. So I was super impressed. And they have a chef specifically for those guests with any kind of dietary restriction. Very nice.
That's great. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's, again, the adults can go over to the kids' side, so you can take in, some more restaurants, but then return to your adults-only area. This is definitely the restaurant if you are into food, not the hotel if you're into food, for sure.
The pool and beach area, was that nicely done?
Pool and beach, it's very nice. It's funny because I liked the kids side better, the family friendly side better, because the lines in all of the resort are curved. They're like low. Nothing is really, really high above your head. And what she said is so that you can like sit in the lobby and watch your kids out at the pool, which I thought was really interesting.
Interesting.
But it's also like super curvy. All of the lines are curvy. The pools are curvy. Whereas on the Zilara side for adults, everything is like tall and straight and like angles. And I don't know, like, I just liked the Ziva side better. It was prettier to me. Just a personal thing. I don't know.
Okay.
But again, love that one. So, like Donna said, she's been there. Donna, did you get to stay there or you just ate there?
I did. We actually stayed on the Ziva side.
Okay.
But I got to eat at the Tahitian restaurant, and it was really kind of neat because there's water running in between the tiles.
Yes. It's an amazing restaurant. Did you get to go into the Blind Butcher? Did you see that one, that restaurant?
No, I did not go to that one.
Oh, this one is amazing. It's like almost like a little secret door. It's off on its own, and it's like a big, it looks like you're going into a butcher shop, and there's a big like door to like a, what would be like a refrigerator that they open it for you. And it just opens into this like amazing restaurant with like foliage all in it. There's a stage there because they actually do performances while you're eating. It was just, yeah, it was amazing.
So kind of like it's really cool.
Like a speakeasy restaurant, kind of.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah. Now this one, people who are not on property can come eat, but as a guest, you get first dibs on nice. Reservations once you get there. So,
okay. That's good.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So I think that was the main thing to point out about that one. I would say my number three that we did was Secrets Playa Esmeralda. So this one is relatively new. I think they've been open for about a year. They are about 90 minutes from the airport. So it is a drive. Mm-hmm. However, the drive was on a flat road. You weren't going along hills. It was through beautiful like countryside. So you're just seeing like cattle and rice fields and stuff like that. So as a person who gets sort of motion sickness in the car, it was fine for me. It went by really fast. I did not feel like it took an hour and a half to get out there, but the drive is totally worth it because it is, when I say isolated, I mean, there's not other hotels around it. You just feel like you're really in the Caribbean out there. It's like an ecological zone. So they actually have turtles that nest on their beach. And they do like programs around that and educational stuff. And then obviously if you're there when the turtles, that are hatching, they'll call you it, you know, if it's the middle of the night, so you can go out and see them, you know, hatch and go into the ocean. Really beautiful, really spacious. They do have a Dreams and a Secret. So both adults and kids are there. They have some other interesting stuff. Oh, they have the first like truly Dominican restaurant on the island for an all-inclusive resort. Somehow all the other resorts don't have like a true, everything is Dominican. So they do have like a fully Dominican restaurant there, which I appreciated.
That's interesting.
Let's see what else. And again, with all of the Hyatt properties, the Secrets and Dreams, you don't have to make reservations before you get there or even when you get there. It's sort of, you know, you put your name in. So I know a lot of guests like stress about having to make their reservations before they get there, but you wait until you're on property to make your dinner reservations. But yeah, beach is beautiful. And the number one thing is they don't get seaweed year round. So bonus. And the area, I don't know if you know the area, it's Meaches is what the area is. So, you know, it's still on the Atlantic, but they are sort of in this little curve, like a cove. So that's why they don't get the seaweed like some of the other resorts do.
Is the water a little calmer? Like you don't get the
I mean, it felt calm, but I think still it's the Atlantic. So if something is like brewing in the ocean, it's going to get,
you still get a little bit seaweed. So that's a bonus.
Exactly. So but, I think it's definitely worth it to me, the drive to get out there. It was similar to driving to like Negril in Jamaica, where you've got a 90-minute drive, but then once you get there, you're like, this is amazing. I feel like totally I'm truly in the destination and a good authentic experience. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. What else?
What's next on your list?
What's next on my list? Okay. So next was, let me check my notes because I try to take good notes.
You know, it's funny that you haven't mentioned the Capcana resorts yet because I've always heard those were so amazing.
It is amazing. Yeah. So we went to
That's where Ziva is located. Ziva and Zilara are located in Capcana.
Right. They're super, super close to each other. Secrets Capcana, I mean, that's their flagship Secrets, right? I mean, it's a AAA And it was beautiful. Don't get me wrong. It was beautiful. I think the size of it is kind of what got me a little bit, because it was so spread out. Mm-hmm. That just getting from like the pool area down to the beach just seemed a little overwhelming to me. But don't get me wrong. It was beautiful. I think for like, if you're planning a honeymoon, a anniversary, this is definitely the place to go. The swim out rooms were amazing. I would totally do a swim out room here. I think it was just, I loved it. I just didn't love it quite as much as Playa Esmeralda, but I'm the girl who like really wants to like travel to the destination and feel like I'm there, as opposed to like 15 minutes from the airport. So that was just a personal preference. Yeah. So, I mean, other people in the group are like, oh, the Secrets Cap Cana was our favorite. So I think it's just a personal preference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get that. Yeah. I see you went to Dreams Onyx. I want to know your thoughts on that one.
Yeah, that one was the one we stayed at for just one night. So I didn't get a feel for everything about it. Now, I will say, if you have kids that love a water park, that looks like an incredible water park. And the nice thing about this water park was that it was sort of set in the center and the buildings are around it. So you can book like in the family section and literally like walk out of your door if you're on the first floor and just go into the water park. So plus, if you like that. If you don't like that, don't book it on those rooms.
But that's it. And of course, there's so many resorts, you know, I could get it mixed up in my head, but that is the one that is right next to Secrets Tides, right? Okay. Right.
No, it's next to Breathless.
Okay.
Yeah. It might be close to Tides too. They might all be.
I think it is. Okay. Because we did, when we were there staying at Secrets Tides, we went and toured the Dreams property next door. And I believe it was Dreams Onyx, because I remember that big, huge water park. It was crazy, like crazy big. So, I'll just getting that straight in my brain. I'm making sure I'm thinking of the right property.
Yeah. I think they're lined up here. And again, that's my thing. Like my personal preference of like not liking to be in the resorts that are just like one after the other. You know, I kind of like to see like just, isolated beach when I'm staying somewhere, as opposed to just lined up resorts. But yeah, the Onyx, I think, is their biggest in Punta Cana. So I got lost there multiple times trying to get where we were supposed to go. but it was nice. It was super busy, super crowded. Lots of families there when we were there. So I think it is good for families. I don't know if I would necessarily go there as just two adults by yourself. And Onyx was where we had like our whole finale event and dinner. So they did a really big gala dinner for us, they did an amazing job at, and they had some entertainment there. So, I think if you were planning a wedding, a special event, they did an amazing job there with all of the, coordination and decoration and everything going on.
Yeah. Nice. And then the Breathless is next door. So
the Breathless is next door because we were able to tour one. Yeah, and they literally just kind of like merged into each other, and all of a sudden we were in Breathless. And Breathless is not my thing, but if you like, if you're there for entertainment and you want to party at night, that's definitely the place to go. They do have like they have areas, or they call it like a level one area, a level two area for like the amount of like noise and partying. So if you happen to need to stay at Breathless because maybe a wedding is there or other friends are staying there, you can find more quiet areas in that resort. So I will say that you can escape like the huge DJ party that's going on in the
middle. We got to see that property as well. And that was my thought when we walked in, was this is like Spring Breakers paradise. Like all I could see, it was just like these young, late teens, 18 to like 23. I mean, there was a lot of dancing and going on right there. I mean, it was loud. It was crazy. Loud. It was just a huge party. And if that's your thing,
exactly. I've had people go back to that because they liked it so much. It was such a good party atmosphere.
People rave about like the entertainment team that they have there and like the friendships that they make. Mm-hmm. And so what they do really well there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think if when I in my early 20s, I would have enjoyed it. Now, you know, pushing 50, I'm not really my jam. But for the younger crowd that want a party, it looks like a great time. It looks like a really great time.
You know, the one thing that was nice about Onyx, Onyx, was a lot of the resorts don't have much privacy, right, in the bathroom. They're sort of like the open concept and the glass shower. At Onyx, it was really nice because if you're staying there with your girlfriends, there was a lot of privacy with the bathroom. There was actually a large door that slides that separates out the bathroom area from the bedroom area.
Oh, that's cool.
So really nice. And then you can close up the bathroom area as well. There was an actual door. But the reason I liked that sliding door was because it literally blocked off all the noise coming from the hallway. So my room was still quiet, even though people were like going back and forth in the hallway. So sort of a double.
That's good to know.
Double use. I know.
Yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I like that. Did we cover all the properties?
The one we didn't talk about that I do want to point out, because if you are specifically wanting a beach and a beautiful beach and no seaweed, then Dreams Macau was it. Yeah. The beach was amazing. I was completely taken aback by the beach. I knew that that's the place to go where they don't get a lot of seaweed, but I was not expecting this like beautiful curved beach that you could just walk on for miles. And the hills like actually like go like right out to the ocean. It was beautiful. And they are also in the process of building a Secrets next door. So they will have like the adults property there as well. That's an extra bonus. So yeah, I just, you know, I definitely want to mention that one. Macau was amazing for like the beautiful beach. Nice, calm, nice. Turquoise.
Yeah. That's really good to know because for some people that's like their top thing. It's something I always forget to look at because I'm like, I like the pool. I don't to the beach, but yeah.
Yep.
That's good. Thank you for taking note of all the beaches.
Oh yeah. I know. When you do this and when you book all inclusives, you have clients that it is important, like you said. So, and of course nothing's guaranteed, right? I mean, the ocean is changing every day, but yeah, they literally get no seafood there. Why do I keep saying seafood? I was saying ready for dinner. No, they get no seaweed there. So yeah.
That's good.
Nice.
But I think that's the main ones we went to. It was a lot.
I think we actually covered them all. Yeah, we did great. You did great.
That was a lot. Yeah,
that was a lot. Had to have been exhausted after walking all these properties.
Like I said, we got about an hour in the pool, which was a bonus because sometimes you don't even get that. And you know, we went with our Hyatt Inclusive rep, who is amazing. So I love spending time with her. So it's fun. It's work, but it's fun. I mean, as I'm sure you guys know. It's hot. Yeah. You're on your feet, but it's definitely worth it.
Yeah. How long were you there?
For the week.
Oh, a full week. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
Yep.
Nice. All right. Any other takeaways? Anything that people desperately need to know?
I think, you know, I had known this before with Hyatt Inclusive, it's a very consistent brand. So, I trust them, you know, with clients, I trust that, you know, you're going to get a good, experience when you stay with Secrets or Dreams. So I think being able to get into those resorts and see them definitely, you know, emphasize that for me. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. Awesome. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. So thank you, Meg, for hanging out with us this week.
You're welcome.
Yay! On behalf of Donna, Sandy, Lindsay, and myself, Anna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.